I'm Bishop T.D. Jakes, inviting you to unwind your mind and spirit with tonight's sleep psalm. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yes, we wept when we remembered Zion. Psalm 137, verse 1. Dear God, as I lay down to rest my weary head, I pray to be delivered from the darkness surrounding me. Just as the Israelites were held captive in Babylon, I feel trapped by my thoughts and anxiety. But Lord, you led the Israelites out of captivity. You are mighty and establish your glory. Please guide me out of this captive state of mind. I ask that you break the chains of fear and doubt and release me from the grip of sin that holds me down. Let your light cast out the shadows that haunt me, and your love washes away the stains of my transgressions. May your grace be a soothing balm to my soul, and may your mercy lift my burdened heart. Guide me through the night with your gentle hand as I surrender my worries to your care. May the morning bring new hope and joy, and may I rest in knowing your love. Thank you for always being my refuge and strength, and never leaving me to face my troubles alone. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen. I'm Bishop T.D. Jakes, inviting you to unwind your mind and spirit with tonight's sleep psalm. Prepare your heart for this devotional from the Book of Psalms, guiding you into a restful embrace under his watchful eyes.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Thank you for joining me, Bishop T.D. Jakes, for tonight's episode of the Sleep Psalms podcast. If this episode blessed you, follow the podcast so you never miss a nightly encouragement.
Hello, I'm Grace. For tonight's sleep psalm by Pray.com, we will be meditating on Psalm 137. Invite the presence of God as you get ready to meditate on his word. Invite his voice to speak to your heart and to renew your mind with his truth. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. As your lungs fill with air, imagine the presence of the Lord filling your room. Hold your breath for a few seconds. Rest in the light of his presence. Exhale slowly and allow his presence to fill your heart with his hope and peace. Take another deep breath. Focus on relaxing your body. concentrate on the areas that are tense. Exhale slowly and release the stress in your muscles. Take a few more deep breaths. With each inhale, contract a specific area of the body. With each exhale, relax each area of your body until your muscles and joints are softened from your neck and shoulders to your fingers and toes. Open your heart to the Lord. Clear your mind of any anxious or distracting thoughts. Focus your thoughts on God and His Word. Take one more deep cleansing breath. Exhale and surrender your thoughts to the Lord. As your mind quiets, be prepared to receive His Word. When our world falls apart and everything completely changes, we sometimes look back to a simpler time of our past and mourn what we have lost. Tonight, lift any sorrow, grief, and pain to the Lord and find comfort in His presence. Psalm 137 from the King James Version says, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the days of Jerusalem, who said, raise it even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones." Sometimes we think our walk with God should only be filled with happy and joyful times. We try to only focus on the positive things in our life. We think we should be able to sing the Lord's songs of joy from the mountaintops, even when life is hard. But when some of our darkest hours come, we fall apart. Our spirit is so heavy, it cannot be lifted. Our hearts are so cold, our hope and joy are nowhere to be found. No, God does not leave you when joy cannot be found on your lips. No, He will listen to your cries. He will listen to your pain, and He will sit with you in your sorrow. Find comfort in His presence and in His love tonight. Take a deep breath. Lift any sorrow and pain to the Lord. Exhale slowly and surrender your thoughts and feelings to Him. Feel His hands carry you through the difficult nights, lightening your heart and spirit. Take another deep breath. Be filled with the strength of the Lord. Exhale slowly and allow His strength to sustain you through the night. Think of a time when you were angry with God because you lost someone you loved or you suffered at the hands of another person. Confess any anger and bitterness that is still in your heart. Confess any doubts you have of the Lord's goodness. Breathe in His mercy and love. Breathe out your sin and sorrow. Know God is close to the brokenhearted, and He wants you to draw Him near in your pain. Think of a difficult time when God comforted you with His love and peace and sustained you with his strength. Thank him for the ways he comforts you. Thank him for his presence in the midst of your pain and suffering. Thank him for carrying you through those difficult moments. Think of a person who is struggling with some type of loss, the loss of a friend or family member, the loss of a dream, or the loss of a home. Pray God will draw near to them and comfort them with his hope, love, and peace. Pray he will heal their hearts and soothe their souls. Cry out to the Lord. Tell him about your struggles. Tell him about your pain and sorrow. Know he will hear your cries and he will draw near to you during difficult times. Pray for the Lord's people who are being persecuted and attacked tonight. Pray the Lord will cover them with his protection and sustain them with his provision. Pray for the Lord's people who are grieving the loss of a loved one. Pray God will comfort them with his love and help them find rest. Pray for the Lord's protection over your family as you sleep. Pray you will rest safely in his hands through the night. Take a deep breath. Feel the clean air refresh your lungs. Exhale and release any tension that is still lingering from today. Take another deep breath. Be filled with the hope and peace of the Lord. Exhale slowly and allow his hope to strengthen your bones and his peace to soothe your soul as you rest tonight.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life, transform the world.